This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. KERA began following a group of high school students 6 years ago for a series called Class of 17. One of those students was Chance Hawkins, who graduated last year from Fort Worth's Dunbar High School. He had a rare degenerative muscle disease. Chance died last weekend. He would have turned 21 on Sunday. Chance Hawkins didn't want people to dwell on his disease, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Because of it, he was in a wheelchair most of his life.
I know nobody in this world is perfect, and God didn't want it perfect, because if it was perfect, everybody would just feel like, oh, we all perfect, so we all don't have nothing to worry about.
He wanted to have as normal a life as possible. He wanted his independence. In November, he, his brother, and sister moved into an apartment together. Brother Robert laughs about it now. He'd tried to order Chance to help around the house. Chance had other ideas.
He was demanding us, you know, keep the house clean, all that stuff. Oh, yeah, he didn't hate paying rent because he wanted to enjoy his money.
Chance was Robert's best friend. And his music partner. Sometimes they'd go to a studio over in Dallas to record music they'd composed.
Wish I could go back and press the rewind.
As the disease progressed, Chance needed more help. A machine that let him cough, and one that removed mucus. Robert says there's one day in February he won't forget.
The very last time we went to the studio, I took his machines with him. That just put a picture in my head to, like, no matter what the problem was, he was going to do what he wanted to do, what he loved. We took breaks for him to use his machines. Like, that nothing stopped him.
Nothing seemed to stop Chance in high school either. Last May, just days before his senior prom, Chance nearly died after passing out in the nurse's office. He was rushed to the hospital and spent a few days there. He got out just in time to be crowned prom king.
Everybody say, I see you, Chance. One, two, three.
I see you, Chance.
One, two, three.
I see you, Chance.
Chance's mom, Clarice Hawkins, knows the toll of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Three of her brothers died from it. And a little more than a year ago, she and her husband lost their youngest son to the disease. Chance understood what was ahead.
He did warn me. He was like, Mom, this is gonna take me out. I'm not, and we always joke a lot, and he always try to make me laugh about it, but he said, Mama, I just don't want to put my brothers and sisters through having to, you know, pack my machine around and just wait for the time to hit. I just don't want to, you know, burden them.
Dad Lewis Boyd says by the end, Chance was at peace.
He was really in a calm place. You know, he just kind of chill, but he didn't miss a beat wherever they went. He always made sure he told everyone he loved them before when he left.
This weekend, Chance's family and friends will have a chance to show their love, too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.